Susan, what has been the business community's response to right-to-work legislation here in Michigan?
Well, the state's largest business group, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, has not taken any position and never has as far as right-to-work goes. The National Federation of Independent Businesses is all for it. That's one of their top priorities for this year. Business Leaders for Michigan is not in favor and thinks the discussion would be divisive, but certainly there are enough interests who are for it where you could see some money behind a push.
Ken, when we take a step back from the economics, how much of this is about politics?
Well, actually, I think very little of it is about politics. I think almost all of it is about whether or not it is an inducement. That is, if you are a right-to-work state, whether or not it's an inducement and how much of an inducement to get companies to locate here. The politics are extremely difficult, even for Republicans. So they're not doing it to get political points, so to speak. If they do pursue it, it's because they're absolutely convinced it is a major factor in economic growth.
And speaking of that, what are the political risks here for the House, which is up for election in November this year, and for Governor Snyder if a bill does come to his desk and he decides to sign it? Susan?
Well, if you look at labor unions' agenda, fighting right to work is going to shoot to the top if this gets serious traction. You know, certainly this legislature has not shied away from taking on fights with the unions about workers' compensation laws, curbing public employee benefits. But right to work is kind of the end-all, be-all. And, that's declaring war, especially in a state like Michigan with such a strong labor tradition. So certainly there could be a strong backlash. There could also be some very strong support from some of the many business groups that we have in Michigan, and maybe they'll counteract that.
Ken, you've served in the legislature with an issue like this that has the potential to have an effect in an election year. How do legislatures say, okay, we're going to move forward with this regardless of the potential fallout?
This issue or the decision whether or not to proceed for Republicans has to be a very calculated decision. They've got to look at whether or not, obviously, they have the votes. They've got to look at whether or not they're willing to withstand the criticism and the divisiveness. They have to assess whether or not if this ultimately ends up on the ballot, either through a referendum or an initiative, whether the business community is there to help fund a ballot campaign. So a lot of factors have to go into this decision, but I do believe it's true that what is happening in Indiana elevates this discussion.
Susan, your thoughts, how might we see Democrats and the union start to mobilize to try to fend off right-to-work legislation?
Well, I think they probably already have. The unions obviously have had this on the radar for a long time. There was talk a few years ago about putting this on the ballot. So I'm sure, especially with the president being on the ballot and his campaign is coordinated with Democrats, they have a plan here. They have their slogans and fundraising and grassroots effort ready to go if this gets traction. This is being pushed a lot by Republicans who are in safe seats and probably don't have to personally worry if they take a vote. But it will be interesting to see the reaction of Republicans in swing seats. And I wouldn't expect any Democratic crossover on this issue.
Susan Demas is political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. And Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.